Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a pleasure chatting with Ron Donson with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. They had a very special event last night, and we're going to talk about it. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Ron, it was a great night last night at Knox Church, a very special gala with a special unveiling, if you will, Ron.
Yes, the new owner of the Knox Church building was very proud to present the name Copperlight as the new name for the building, and present some plans to the community, and to also allow the Stratford Arts and Culture Collective to show what we are going to be attempting to achieve there.
And what are some of those things with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective, Copperlight, Knox Church location, moving forward, Ron? What are you hoping to accomplish and present with the community?
Well, the main thing that we're hoping to accomplish is to have a site that is an affordable, flexible, centrally located site that will accommodate lots and lots of arts and culture events that are community-based. We want the place to be a busy beehive of activity that represents who the community is, what the community is, and how it looks at itself in the world.
And the designs, at least the proposed designs that were on display last night at Knox Church, it is going to be something incredible.
Yes, the architect who's been working on this has created a sense of openness to the to what is actually a, let's be honest, a pretty forbidding looking building, and that will help attract people to that end of Ontario Street's downtown, and it will help people understand how it relates to the city as a whole. There are parts of the design that have still yet to be created, such as how the stage and the front area of the sanctuary will look, but on the whole, it was it's an exciting, dynamic design.
And just a great get-together last night for the gala. Great support from the community, and community members are pretty excited about this and supportive.
We got huge numbers of positive comments afterwards, and the fact that we had Marcus Nance there and Jen Stewart to sing, and accompanied by Paul Shilton and by Franklin Braz, really helped set off the tone of the evening, and it's the positive tone that we wanted to establish early on. So this was a great event.
And we should mention, wonderful to have Alan Rothwell with the Knox Church on hand, and Suzanne Strawn playing the Knox organ last night.
Wow, she pulled out all the stops. Sorry to have that pun there, but yes, Suzanne played Pomp and Circumstance and showed off that wonderful instrument that she loves so much.
And it was so wonderful to see and hear Jen Stewart performing last night as well. So Ron, now moving forward with Copperlight, is still needing input from the community. This is vital.
Yes, what we'd like to know from the community is, you know, how do they see the site being used? How do they see that auditorium being a place that they can come to regularly, so that the church is as well as being a church, a site that is a centrally located place for arts and culture performances.
And so, if people want to put in their ideas and suggestions, what's the best way to do that?
Send a message to info.stratfordacc@gmail.com would be the best way. You can also give feedback through our website, stratfordacc.com.
And Ron, I understand more fundraisers are coming up, one involving a tribute to the Spice Girls, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. We're really excited about this because the Spice Girls tribute group called Wannabe has traveled all over the world, all over North America, and have played to huge crowds and appreciative audiences. And they star one of Stratford's own, Annika Johnson, who is well known to many people here in Stratford. And it's important that on October the 1st, everybody comes out and has a great evening of Spice Girls music. Avon Theater.
Oh, at the Avon Theater. That is going to be a great show. We'll have more details about that certainly closer to the event. Ron Dotson with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. Again, congratulations, Ron, for you and Chris working so hard behind the scenes, all the volunteers and everybody associated with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective and Knox Church as well, unveiling Copperlight last night. Congratulations on that. And can we remind folks, the Facebook page, too, is a great source for information.
Yes, Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. And Chris and I appreciate the support that has been coming through the community and definitely the support of our steering committee, which has done a really magnificent job.
This is going to be an amazing hub, if you will, an amazing part of our community, Copperlight. Ron Dotson with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. And Ron, can I wish you and Wendy a happy anniversary?
Well, it was an interesting way to celebrate an anniversary, but thank you very much.
Ron Dotson. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thank you.